Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever imagined your own disappearance or daydreamed about a new identity? Would you like to call the Amelia Project and share your story? Well, if you've been paying close attention to season one, you should be able to find our number hidden towards the end of one of the episodes. Over the past few weeks, we've been receiving disappearance requests from some brave listeners who dared pick up the phone, and we want to play you a compilation of messages that they've left us. Enjoy.
Congratulations. You've reached the Amelia Project. This phone call isn't happening. If you're not serious about this, hang up. Now. If you continue, there's no way back. Good choice. A new life awaits. You'll hear back from us within the hour. If you don't hear back, please consider the whole thing a hoax. Leave your message and your email address after the beep.
I'm completely serious about this and hope it's not a hoax. And like I said, super dead serious.
Please, I need your services. It's happening tomorrow. They want me to make a choice. A choice I can't possibly make. How fast can we get this done? Call me back.
You have to help us. We're going crazy here. We are stuck on this island, surrounded by morons, and the person in charge has no idea what she's doing. Can you imagine what that's like?
I mean, eccentricity is all very well. We could put up with cheese rolling and five-day cricket matches. When you've got Eton and Oxbridge-educated millionaires winning votes on the basis of being anti-establishment, well, it's just a joke too far. We're stuck in a bad dream. Between Brexit, Southern Rail, and bloody Boris Johnson, we've had enough. And now they're saying that Gove should be the next Prime Minister. It's the final straw.
I mean, I only came here in the first place to escape that crazy blonde imbecile on the other side of the pond, but at least I could hide out in the Rocky Mountains or something. This place is tiny. You just can't get away from the idiots. You've got to help us get off this island.
So now, we're stuck in Hayward Heath. We live on a road that looks like Privet Drive. Our only escape vehicle is a tandem. It's an emergency.
Hey guys, this is Johnny Rotten. I'm really Johnny Rotten. The deal is, though, I've been living a double life my whole life. I'm not British. I just pretended to be British because no one took an American punk rocker seriously. So I led that life until I couldn't take it anymore. I was being a fraud and I came back to the States. I bounced around from place to place, and about 20, 25 years ago, I had a summer fling in California. The woman who I had the fling with, her name was Meghan Markle. Since then, we continue to stay in touch. We've sent emails, texts, we've talked on the phone, and a lot of them are pretty racy. Now, I know I'm older than her. She likes older men, even though she married this younger man. But I think she still has feelings for me. And one of your British Secret Service agencies, I think it's MI6, has taken notice. They've been following me. They won't leave me alone. I hear strange noises on my phone when I try to make calls. I see vans sitting across the street from my house. I don't know what to do. I'm tired of being followed. I'm ready to disappear, and I need your help. You might be my only chance.
Hi, it's Sean. Sean Cobb. Look, I didn't want to go into this over an open line. You never know who's listening. But I see you're going to make me give you something, so here goes. So, yes, I do work for the government. Yes, I am a writer. I mean, on the side, not professionally. Anyways, do you know how hard it is to guess a random password made of 24 numbers and letters? It's hard, like really impossibly hard. I managed to do 23. You're wondering what I'm talking about, aren't you? Sorry. Long story short, my newest book, you know, a cliched spy thriller, James Bond saves the world type thing, I've got a scene where the U.S. president launches a nuclear strike. I provided the code in the book, a code I completely made up. Unfortunately, what I made up was close, as in 23 out of 24 digits close. And now, because of my job, everyone assumes I actually know the real code, the remaining digit. The U.S. government, Russians, Chinese, Salvation Army, for all I know, they all want to know what I know and how I know it. So I need to disappear. You guys are my only hope.
Hi, hello, yes, well, this is, Cyril Crinjanut. I'm the owner of a factory. We process cocoa for drinking and baking and, well, you know, other uses. It's cocoa, right? If this isn't all some kind of, sick hoax, I'm calling because my company is, well, to tell the truth, I am. I'm under investigation for adding a certain ingredient to our cocoa that is somewhat, well, addictive in nature. I need to disappear rather quickly before my factory is destroyed by thousands of angry parents. I'm not sure if any of you lot over there ever drink cocoa, but... Anyway, please call me back as soon as possible. Thank you.
Interesting.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Cam Kander? Yeah, that was a strange thing. A prolific creator who disappeared suddenly in 2020.
Eccentric, weird, inscrutable. Cam Kander was like a 21st century Howard Hughes.
Nothing is known. Cam Kander, man, woman, non-binary person... No idea.
Cam Kander, an enigma, a cipher, a mystery.
Was Kander a genius or insane? Is there a difference?
And one day, Cam Kander vanished into thin air.
Off the map, off the radar,
like Amelia Earhart.
From me, BK Will, in conjunction with Trojan Cat Media, a division of Corp.
Leave me alone. I don't have anything to say about Cam Kander.
Comes a shocking 6-part documentary series.
Cam Kander is a Rorschach test.
It's a MacGuffin stuffed inside a red herring, shoved down a rabbit hole that leads to a blind alley.
Cam Kander is out there, waiting to make their glorious return.
Like a cult leader?
No, like a messiah.
Discover who is Cam Kander, a new investigative podcast coming Wednesday, September 1st, wherever you listen to podcasts.